Blog Talk Radio.
I look up my ass, honey. Okay.
Always here for the motherfucking shit, Adi.
Text your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we are live, back on the air, for another installment of the show. Always here for the motherfucking shit, Adi.
The fire to chimneys in the world. All the chimney knocking down at the door. All of the bitches taking to the floor. Jimmy, give me more. Jimmy, give me more. I can tell now what you want to know. Are you here for it for the motherfucking show? All these elements, why should I waste them? All of your bitches, give them a taste. All this time now, who should I give it to? Which one of them should I pick? Or I've now stepped in the shoes of an oversized cunt. Now I'm telling you all of it, what you really want. Cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing. Body grooming, nigga, I'm feeding. Bad bitch, I'm here for it, ready for the show. Pass me the blunt so I can grow.
That's your girlfriend, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that we are live, back on the air, for another installment of the show. Always.
Now stop, we here, we into it. No playing in my face, get into it. We're here, we stepping on the floor to it. Get up, get down, now move to it. Now every head a little man bitch you in. This is what I wanna see on the merry-go-round. I'm a bird in my ear, fly to the element. All this pussy never celibate. Oh!
So I don't know where the children is at tonight, but we...
What are you gagging for? It's just Kelly.
Text your girlfriends, I am your girlfriend, and let them know that she is live back on the air for another installment of the show, okay? Unfortunately, we had to postpone the world premiere of Truth Be Told with the icon Stuart Ebony and the icon Tony Revlon. We had to postpone that show until next week, Wednesday. Tony just got back home after, you know, burying his grandmother. So we had to postpone that show into next week, honey. So definitely send your prayers out to Tony Revlon and to his family on the loss of his grandmother. So we postponed that show into next week, Wednesday. But I still had to come up here because tomorrow in Connecticut, bitch, they're shooting Legend, the new ballroom show on HBO. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring my mother, my partner in crime, honey, up here on the show. It is the icon, Jack Mizrahi, Gorgeous Gucci, to the radio show. Hello, Jackie-O!
Hi, daughter. How are you?
What's the tea?
Nothing, girl. That intro song is cute. This thing, she's long learned, bitch. I had a chance to go make me a sandwich and come back, and she was still playing this thing. I catwalked around my desk, and she was still playing this thing. Let's see.
Baby, you know, I gotta get a little shimmy and stuff, you know, in before I come to the table and stuff. So, you know, honey,
you
know,
Kevin, you gotta send that to me. I can add that to my treadmill song, honey. Kevin be having me going.
Yes, Kevin have me lit, honey, right before the show, honey, okay? And be like, okay, bitch, a bitch gonna do a little catwalk, a little two-step to the dash, honey, okay?
She does, no, I'm serious, though. Those tracks, like, I'll throw on his SoundCloud. I got, like, 7 or 8 tracks that I like, and I just have them on repeat. And I'm telling you, before you know it, it's 30 minutes on the treadmill. Baby, that workout plan is amazing. So thank you, Kevin, for my new figure.
Yes, God. Honey. So what is going on with this new show that HBO got coming out for the girl?
Oh, my goodness. You know, you guys have to be here to see this, honestly. So first, let me start off by saying it's important for me to let you all know I'm not speaking for the show because I'm speaking for myself and not for the show. You know, we're still working out some final contract details or whatever. But however, I want everybody to know that me coming on here as a consultant, a creative producer, it is my way of ensuring that I'm in the ears of the powers that be to keep this as authentic as possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this is show business. So, of course, it can't be everything that we do at a ball, but it has to be what we do, the heart of what we do, formatted so that way we can fit it into the screen in an hour so people can get the gist of it and still fall in love with it like we do. So I'm really proud of my part on this. Myself and Sid, who's a trans man activist, he's a historian. He's been doing a lot of research about old school ballroom, old school gay. So he's got a lot of good notes. And so together we've been writing the scripts. And I know you're saying, oh, it's a reality show. What do you need a script for? But there's formats. Like, there's places where judges need to stand. There's certain things that Deshaun will have to say. There's certain things that Jamila will have to say. But what you guys are going to get from this show, it's absolutely brilliant. We're still here, actually, on the compound. We've been here all day. This has been a 13-hour day. Tomorrow is, like, you know, the first shot out of the cannon. So we're all super, super excited. Megan was just here. Jamila is here. She's outside. Everybody was boogieing, twerking. Jamila is learning the lolly from Laomi. It's so much fun. There's so much energy. And what I love is that the importance of this has not been lost. The fact that you're going to get to see your kids, your brothers, your sisters, you know, your house mothers, and even some of your own rivals actually able to execute and bring their talent tenfold. You know, with a bigger budget, bigger color, brighter, they're able to, you know that wish list of what would I do if I had, how would I walk this category if I could? And I think that's what the show is really going to show you, like, what we can do if we were given the chance. And I'm super excited for everybody to get into it and to give it a chance.
Okay, yes, because I seen it dropped on, I think, Newsbeat or one of them, that Megan Thee Stallion and all of these different judges was going to be judging the competition and everything. It's all over the media today.
Oh, yeah, it's a big juice. It's a big thing. It's HBO Max. It's going to be a streaming service, right? And at the same time, this show is the launch of that streaming service. So HBO literally just threw a hell of a lot behind this show and said, listen, if it's never done before and we're going to do it, let's make sure we do it the right way. And again, you know, I love the fact that we get to show us in this full color, technicolor rainbow type of tapestry, y'all. I mean, just watching today, being on set all day and seeing the houses come through and seeing how happy the kids are. I mean, and they're all coming from legendary houses. We have, 8 houses competing, and it's going to be 9 different balls with themes. All of them are different themes. DJ Mike Q is going to be the DJ. Deshaun is the MC and the commentator. We have Jamila Jamil. Anybody who's not familiar with her, and I know there's a lot of things surrounding about why she was chosen to lead. She's chosen because she has a similar story to all of us. You know, she is behind the I Weigh campaign on Instagram, if you want to know. It's all about inclusive, you know, being inclusive, including people, nobody left behind, no fat shaming, all the shames that we used to put each other through, or the world put us through. She's still tackling those issues. So it was a marriage made in heaven when they brought up her name. She's been to several Vogue nights. I remember her coming to Escolita's several times to Vogue nights until we moved it to Tuesday. So that's how far back she was gone. It was Monday, then Tuesday, then back to Tuesday, then back to Monday. So she was coming around for a minute. Law Roach, who's been, I mean, he surprised me really today, just like in our table reading. He had so much knowledge about ballroom. And it's so funny that people who don't go to balls so you don't necessarily see at balls, but because of like things like ballroom throwbacks and Kiki Vids and you know, just, you know, the live streaming on like for yourself and the live streaming on Facebook and stuff, people have more access to ballroom than we really ever realized. Like, I was really shocked, like some of the stuff that Law was talking about. Like, he even was talking about, like, oh, that one time when, you know, Sanaa had on yellow and she got the Hall of Fame. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't even remember Sanaa had on yellow. But, you know, Law's a fashion queen, so, of course, he'd remember what she had on. But you would think these people were just thrown together to make this mix. But they're excited about it. They're knowledgeable about it. And we're going to get more of our people, our presence. I think HBO and I think the executive producers here, the showrunners, we all know that ballroom has to be featured more prominently and not just with the kids performing. And again, that's why you have the Mike Hughes. That's how you have myself. That's why you have Sid. We have Courtney Washington on set, Courtney Juicy, you know, using her talents there. She's assisting Tanisha Scott in the blocking and choreo of the houses. You know, the houses get full creative control of what they want to do, but these people are here to help them understand, like, okay, if you're going to do this, then the camera's this way, so turn that way to do it. So we have a bunch of people that were on Pose in hair and makeup. We have the icon Eric Milan as the director, the designer of the show. You know, this is a man, like, who, ballroom Hall of Famer, icon from the House of Milan, served Big Boys Runway, served labels, served all of these categories, went on to find himself and be, you know, be on the top of the styling world and to come back and give back to the ballroom, which is absolutely beautiful. And to see him walking around and the fashions, guys, the fashions, the looks, the creativity. Like today I saw the creative for next week's episode. And, you know, being a person who's been involved with this process for the last 6 months, I mean, with the category creation and the creative, writing the creative, it's unbelievable to me to see it come always. In every time I've written ball categories, whether it was a Rumble or the Awards Ball, which is coming back soon, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the original, it will be back in October. But just being able to see how you guys bring the categories that I write always have been one of the things I'll always be proudest of. And I can't wait for you guys to see the show. I think you're all going to really love it.
Okay, and so somebody asked on Facebook, when is the show supposed to premiere?
I think we're looking at first week, sometime in May is the target day. I don't have an exact date, but the minute we do, I'm sure it will be known to everybody. But it's going to come out, and you guys are really, really going to love it. And let me tell you something. You guys are going to love it so much that season two is inevitable, and I hope that everybody gets a chance to be able to grace these halls and grace the stage in any capacity. I'm a person that believes in talent. You know, I'm when I consult, I may not be consulted on everybody who's casted, but I will sit in that room and I will throw the names of the people who deserve, the people who belong. And when I say deserve, I mean people who have been in the scene, who have suffered for the scene, who have bled for the scene. They're knowledgeable, they're reliable, they're professional. To get their just desserts, to get their due, because I think everybody can raise up to that level. But I definitely think that I definitely know that you guys are going to love this. Once you get a chance to see it, you're going to love it. And it's real. You're going to feel the realness of it. And Deshaun, you're going to gag at all his looks. Laomi, you're going to gag at what she looks like. The themes, again, I can give you some of the themes. Should I tell y'all some of the themes? We got some themes like Wild Wild West, Intergalactic, Cirque Berserk, Capes and Tights, Atlantis, Heaven or Hell. Like, it's going to be freaking amazing. I'm a loss for words because it's going to be 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 8 times 10. Is anybody coming tomorrow? I know the tickets went out today. If you, if you're looking to be part of the audience, there's be several tapings. We have 9 in total. Of course, with the 9th one being the finale where we crown our winner. So I can give you guys the dates, and then I'll give you the email. And then just if you send an email, just be patient. These guys are very organized from up here. They are very, very, very organized. So you will get, you know, you'll get the ticket information coming your way. But anybody who's interested, these are the dates. Tomorrow, February 6th, you already know. Then we're doing February 10th, which is the one right after. And then February 14th, then February 19th. Then February 23rd, then February 27th. Then we go to March 3rd, March 8th, and the finale will be March 12th. So those are the dates. Mark them. You can hit me up to ask me for them again. I'll put them on Facebook. And for you to be able to be part of the live studio audience, which I love, they wanted to make sure. Now, this is the great part about this. A lot of times when these shows are filmed, they'll do canned audiences or they'll get a casting agency to bring in audiences. And you've seen some of these, like, Love and Hip Hop, not to throw nobody on the bus, but you see some of these lesser than reunion shows where the people don't really look like they want to be there, but they're there anyway, smiling and pretending to clap. No, we want the real people. We want you guys here, your energies here, supporting your houses, chanting your house's name, the real deal. So what they decided to do, and Kelly, you know this, for all of the balls, there's going to be buses that's going to be picking people up. There'll be $100 that's given to people that sign up in time just for coming to the taping, which I don't know. It's $100 cash. You'll be getting as you're leaving, I think. That's how that works. And then on top of that, once we finish taping the show, which is about like 2.5 hours, 2 hours, once we finish taping the show, there's another opportunity for all our audience now to participate because we're going to have stories at each of these balls for the after show. And myself and Deshaun will host that. We'll have judges. We're going to have fun. They're giving up $1,000, maybe more, but tomorrow we're going to start off with $1,000 for best dress and $1,000 for performance. So just, you know, come with your energy, come in good and have fun. Everything, every detail on this show, Kelly, is just really like they really went in. Like we have one.
I might have to get out there for that $1,000 this thing, girl, honey. Your bitch doing bad right now, honey. I might have to come out there and do the lolly tomorrow, honey, okay?
Girl, you better do the lolly and not the poly, bitch. Make sure that neck can sway all the way like the leg, honey.
I'm doing the lolly. I'm doing the poly, honey. And then I'm going to drop it into the full split. I'm here, baby. I'm here for the shit, honey. Hold on. We got a caller. 202-477. You're live on the air on another installment of the show.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm finding yourself.
Can you hear me? Oh, wonderful.
Yes,
hello, Mr. Icon, that Mr. Rahi. I mean, sorry, Gorgeous Gucci. I do apologize. I'm so sorry.
Well,
I was
okay,
excited
because Rahi is my professional name. There's never no need to apologize if you call me Jack Ms. Rahi because I'm not sorry for that. That is my professional name. That is the name that I do work under. That is the name that I'm under SAG for. So that name is never going to change. So you're it's either or. Fine.
Okay, because I just was so excited to just be able to talk to you.
You're all with him.
So I have one question. So when I first heard about the show, it's going to be a hit. I already know it's going to be a hit. I believe that this is going to be a great open door for other shows, other sitcoms. I'm so proud of HBO. So last night when I was trying to add it to my package, it wasn't able to. But tonight, I guess, as you were saying, that this is like a pioneer channel. So I guess it's going to come out in May. That's when we can order it to our package or whatever. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it's a streaming service. It's going to be similar to like how Netflix or, you know, not to compare them, but it's a streaming service. You know, everybody's doing CBS All Access, Disney Plus. So this is going to be HBO's streaming service, and they'll have so much different content on it, but they are proud to have Legendary be the kickoff for it. So the news of when it comes, how much it will be, and what the tiers are, that all will probably roll out within the next couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, I don't care about how much it costs. I could pay it. But I was just like, this is going to be so phenomenal. You guys are excellent. It's a groundbreaking thing. Just keep doing what y'all doing for the community, and I'm just excited. I'm excited. I'm not a ball walker. Caesar's ball is going to be my first ball that I'm going to attend. Kelly, thank you so much for just you and Caesar for opening Ballroom Throwbacks as well as your radio station, because I would have never known about all of what goes on in the ballroom scene, but because of you all, and even now with Jack, with this new HBO series, I think it's going to be awesome. That's all I had to say. I don't want to keep talking because I'll start rambling. But I'm excited.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I mean, for me, listen, I don't know if you guys know. I guess you guys don't know. A couple of years ago, maybe 5 to 6 years ago, I was actually working on creating a reality show. I wanted us to go out there and do our thing. And coming here to be part of this show I'm bringing in the same integrity that I had when I was trying to create my own. Because the idea is, it's not just because I'm on it, it's not just because Deshaun and Laomi's on it. This is something for us, about us. You know, this is an opportunity for us to take our, what we do and the beauty of our community to another level. And again, you know what makes our community so well-rounded and what's the beauty of our community? It's our stories, the tapestry of all our stories together. You know, whether it's the House of Ebony or the House of Balmain or the House of Gucci or Mizrahi or Revlon or whatever, we all have different stories, but there's a thread, a common thread that brings us all together. And the show has a lot of heart. You know, the packages that you'll see before each house, you know, comes out to perform for you is just going to blow your mind. Some of the testimonies of people who have sat in the same room as you and you don't know what they're going through is going to blow your mind. So, I mean, it's going to be, again, it's going to be one of those shows because of our stories are so real. You're going to feel them and the world is going to feel them. So thank you for that. And please make sure you support and tweet and get out there with us.
Yeah, make sure y'all get out there, honey, bitch. Let me, I'm about to go in here and start scratching and shit, Miss Thing, bitch. Getting my shit together. Girl, yeah, I gotta get this neck together, bitch. I gotta get these legs together, bitch. Yeah, I'm about to go sit in a nice hot tub, bitch. I'm coming out tomorrow, bitch, girl. I'm coming to dance, bitch. I need that 1,000, bitch. I want the 1,000, bitch. I'm coming out to dance, bitch. I'm not playing.
Well, bitch, you got them high kicks still, so you just might get it, honey. I was shocked.
Baby,
you still
you know
out.
What I got? And I got that stomach. I ain't got the stomach no more, baby. So, you know, I can move a little faster, honey, bitch. I might have to bust my cardio back up tomorrow, honey. Okay?
You're crazy. Okay, you know what? Let me actually tell everybody. Guys, if you're looking to come to any of these shows, let me not forget to give you the email, right? It is legendaryaudiences@gmail.com. That is LegendaryAudiences. So it's audiences@gmail.com. So, again, those dates are February 6th, February 10th, February 14th, February 19th, February 23rd, February 27th, March 3rd, March 8th, and March 12th, which is our finale.
And so, and to everybody that has been hitting me up all day long, asking me about the bus information and where do you go, as we were sitting here speaking right now on the radio show, all of you girls that have been hitting me up, go and check your emails now. You should have all the information email right now. The email just went out because I got two of my kids sitting over here with me, and they just got theirs. So please go and check your emails right now, and you'll have all the information on where you go to meet the bus to be a part of Legend tomorrow. The emails just went out. And please, like I said on Monday night, do not copy, paste, and share these emails with anybody else because you girls will gag. You will get on the bus and get to the compound, and you'll be left outside the door gagging.
And also just, you know, be on time because everything is about time management. This is a this is going to be a taping. It costs a lot of money to keep going and making sure that we get all the footage and everything done to finish the episode. So we're asking for the audience to, you know, make sure you get on those buses and come to have a good time. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of energy. I think when you guys walking in, you see the ballroom, you're going to love it. When you see the lights and the magic. I mean, I talked about the fashion. I talk about the hair. Let's talk, the graphics alone today had me gagging. Like, this is really, really, really a dream come true. Really a dream come true because I can see the joy in all of the kids who have hit that stage today. Every single house was just happy, happy to be here. And, again, if your house didn't make it this year, just, you know, this is bound to happen again next year, and you will see your names up here. You know, you will see your names in lights, and you put the best team together that you can, and you'll see yourself up on this stage, okay? So I want everybody to just, you know, support us, be happy for those that are here, and let's get this train moving. And, again, I had a great conversation with Milan last night, and we were talking about being in the room. Like, you know how I'm always – you know, I always bring up Milan's name and things. I always bring up, you know, Trace, Amaya. Whenever we're doing, like, ballroom things and it's on this level, I bring their names up because they were in the trenches. They were here. They did this. And, yes, they moved on. They moved up, and they're moving upwards. But they never forget where they come from, and they always come back. So you can't be nobody can feel any kind of certain way when a person is authentically from a scene, from the scene, and they feel that they've been overlooked. You know what I'm saying? So I want everybody to know it's not that. It's not done on purpose. It's not a punishment. But, you know, everybody will get, not everybody, but people will get their chances to shine.
Yes, baby. So make sure that you girls are on time, honey, okay? Please, I'm asking you girls, this is a taping, honey, and taping starts at a certain time. So please make sure you girls are not on color folks' time tomorrow when you got to go and meet the bus, baby. Baby, be on time because you will gag. You will come there with your things, baby, and the bus will be gone if you are on color folks' time. We are not on color folks' time, baby, for all of these tapings, honey. We are on Caucasian time, baby, so be on time. You know the Caucasian
Mystic,
always
in this day and age, are we still going to segregate time? Are we going to have white time and black time? In this day and age, is time being segregated?
Yes,
girl,
baby, you know
we
the,
all need to be a universal time code, honey.
You know the black children, you know the black children show up, bitch, 30 minutes late, baby, honey, and the Caucasian children, honey, they show up 15 minutes, 20 minutes before time, baby, okay?
I've never noticed that because I got some white friends that be late, I'm saying. Late as in getting there on time and just late as in late. And I have black girls that are early. Kelly, you're normally pretty punctual. So you're normally on time
I do not play, baby. Any place that I need to be to, baby, I make sure that I always get there 15 minutes to 20 minutes before it's time for my appointments and things because I want to be in and out. Baby, I want you to call me at my appointment time and I want to get out before my appointment time, baby. So I'm on time, baby. Listen, I'm up out of here, baby. Listen, I tell y'all, bitch, I live so far up in the Bronx, bitch, okay? I'm only 20 minutes from the compound. That's how far I live up in the Bronx, baby, okay? I'm 6 exits away from the compound. 20 minutes away, bitch. So I'm driving my fat ass right up this gate, honey, and I'm going straight up to the compound, honey, okay? 20 minutes from my house to the compound.
It's going to be great. It's really going to be fun. We've already did the categories for all the aftermath balls. So like I said, every taping, there's going to be 2 categories, maybe 3. There's going to be lots of money given out, trophies given out. For everybody to just, you know, come and just, you get you a little piece too. So come and show out, you know. And when you come to these things, I always say to people, you never know that you're auditioning when you're really auditioning. You know, I'm not saying that just because you walk this ball, you'll be picked next year to be, you know, the host or a judge. No, what I'm saying is that us, what we do, you never know who's watching. You know, like Zimmy West created an outfit, and when we were doing the House Lives Matter calendar, that whole thing came to somebody's head, and it was like, the boy that did this, can we use it? And we use them. So you never know who's watching and who's going to know. There's so many eyes on us now on so many different platforms. Like, this is really, really, really our time, guys. Like, I'm so just excited. I'm excited for y'all. And then, again, like I said, me being here is a way to ensure the authenticity. It's a way for me to write that authenticity into the script without it being too preachy or too history. But you're going to get, if you've never watched the ball before, you're going to get it. If you're a veteran of ballroom, you're going to understand it and you're going to love it because the integrity is all really there. The integrity is sitting right in front of all our faces. And it's just going to be just one of those things that you're going to be proud to be part of or you have watched. Considering all the crap content that's out there too, I think this is what networks are afraid of. Networks were afraid for us to get our show because we can and we will put a lot of other shows. You know, girls won't be really watching too much of that other stuff when this comes out. I'm sorry. I want us to have not just 1, 2, 3, 4 seasons. I need us to have, you know, 10, 15 seasons to catch up. And again, me sitting here, guys, it's not me running around and being so excited to be part of a show and forget where I come from. It's not me being on set just feeling cute. I'm sitting here and I am learning and applying. I am learning the structure of how to watch, how the TV shows or reality-based show, the format of it, how it's supposed to be written. I want to know what the call sheets mean. I want to know why the director just asked the camera to tilt just to the left a little bit. Like, I want to learn this because this is all fodder and more experience for me. Because there will be one day where you will be turning on the TV and you're going to see created by, executive produced by, written by, and the Emmy goes to, and the Oscar goes to. And this is something that I put out there to the world. This is what I put out in the universe, because I'm not just sitting and just, you know, collecting a check. You know, even when I was on Pose, after my first season on Pose, I knew that immediately I wanted to learn and be more. And so I went and I took those classes. There were days that I'd be on set for 13, 14 hours, finish, and then go right to class because I wanted it. I wanted to learn it. I want to learn it. So I'm just soaking up like a sponge. And you know, one day you'll see that. And I hope it's a day sooner than later, because I am working.
And you know I'm a real bitch, Mistake, okay, baby. So all my ugly girlfriends, Mistake bitch, that's going to the taping tomorrow, Mistake bitch, y'all need to start doing y'all make around 12 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Mistake bitch, so y'all can be camera ready, Mistake bitch, girl, honey, okay? Don't be coming up on camera, Mistake, on national television, bitch. They're gonna put them in the taping, girl. They're gonna talk to you, tell me, Mistake. I'm just being real with you, bitches, Mistake bitch. Start doing your makeup on time, Mistake, early, Mistake. 12 o'clock, start doing your fucking makeup and make sure that it's together and it's on point so it can settle in by the time you get to the taping. You don't want to look a pickle on national television, I'm telling you.
Girl, don't do that to the girls, Mistake. It's not, if you know, Mistake, if you...
We all got to start from somewhere.
If a girl is not... We all started from someplace, baby.
I used to be a pickle, Mistake, bitch. And so you used to go in the room and read those books, Mistake, about doing makeup, Mistake. We all got to start from someplace, okay, bitch? I was a brick, Mistake, bitch, okay? And now I'm a sponge, and I'm sucking it all up.
Are you a sponge now, baby?
I'm a sponge now, baby. I'm sucking it all out. You are a key.
Yeah, and then there's some major surprises too that's gonna come out. Like if you guys are going to Caesars Ball, the next week, not this weekend, there'll be a taping that Friday actually, which could be really fun for all of our guests that are coming out of town. If you're landing on Friday and you want to really, it'd be a great opportunity for you to come and see what Legendary is all about. So once again, please just email legendaryaudiences@gmail.com, legendaryaudiences@gmail.com. And you will be part of our audience. You can get into what's happening here. And guys, literally, there is a ball every three or four days. So, I mean, that means it's fast and furious over here. It's like the minute we finish one, we coming back the next day to already start rehearsals and start packaging. Like, it's a crazy world, but it's fun, and I'm getting my ultimate life. I'm learning so much. I'm around a lot of brilliant people, a lot of experts. There are things that I never knew we could do that can be done, that is done, and it's just, And again, learning from the house is just listening to their testimonies and watching these guys come out. Like, every house who has a house here, you're going to be proud. You're going to be proud. Trust and believe me, you're going to be proud. Win, lose, or draw, you're going to be happy that your house is representing you. And any house who's not on here next year, you've already have a leg up, because now next year you'll know just what you want to do and how you want to be portrayed. So, that's really what I came on here to say.
Yeah.
And if there's no more questions for me,
we gonna get up out of here. But let me tell you, I said we about to get up out of here. But let me tell y'all something, okay?
Because Roxanne is about to do my hair for tomorrow. You know, Roxanne, and she's coming to my house. You know, Roxanne don't leave her house no more. So she's coming to my house, since I'm gonna get home super late to do me up for tomorrow.
That's right. But listen. Let me tell you something. I'm going to be going live, and I'm going to be giving y'all some updated information, okay? So y'all just heard all the different celebrity judges that Jack just announced that's going to be on the show. So in the next couple of weeks, honey, I'm going to have all of those celebrity judges is going to be live here on the Jess Kelly Show. So definitely look out for the flyers and the information for that, because that's definitely going to be going down. And we're definitely going to be live back here on the air on Monday night. And I'm going to give y'all a slight recap of everything that happened. You know, I can't give y'all too much because, you know, we're going to be under contract and stuff. But I'll give y'all exactly.
Yeah, you can't tell the tea.
I can't tell y'all the tea, Miss Thang Bitch, but I'll give y'all little bits and tastes of what's going to be coming y'all way on Monday night. So definitely tune into that on Monday night. And all the information about all the different celebrity judges that's going to come and sit down and talk about the show and how they feel about the show and everything will be happening here on the Jess Kelly Show, honey. It's legend with HBO motherfucking Max. And it's going down. Motherfucking basement. Mother, I want to thank you for definitely coming on to the show.
Daughter, one note. It's legendary.
Oh,
not just legend. It's legend. Legendary. Yeah, dairy. You got to throw the dairy in here.
You got to stress
that. You
got to
throw the dairy in here.
Okay, well, go ahead. Give the girls
a
final
icon, honey. You're
going
to look legendary.
Give the girls a
My what?
Your final words. What
my
do you mean, final words?
My final words is, guys, I will see you all tomorrow. And those that I don't see tomorrow, I will see y'all all the following weekend. Next weekend is going to be a great weekend in New York City. We have a lot of fun things planned. If you can make it here next Friday to watch the show before the Alpha Omega Ball, please come. If not, we will see you at Alpha Omega Ball. We'll see you at the Aftermath. We'll see you at Vogue Night. We will see you. Anybody that is traveling, please do it safely. Anybody that is having sex, you already know I'm telling you to do it safely. Be careful. Love each other. Let's support let's support each other up and not tear each other down. There's going to be a lot of opportunities for everybody. And just because you didn't make one opportunity, that doesn't mean that the door is closed on you. So with that, I say I love you all, and I want y'all to be supportive, especially when you hear Jack Mizrahi's in the building. Gorgeous.
Okay.
So be safe, y'all. And I'll see y'all
soon. And like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will be your own. This was another installment of Legendary, honey, here on the Jess Kelly Network, the number one station in ballroom history, where it gets no better than this, bitch. We'll see you back here live on the air Monday night at 9 o'clock. Where it's going to be another installment of Petty Mondays. And I can be as petty as I want, as nasty as I want, say what I want, and do what I want. Because guess what? Ain't no bitch going to motherfucking check me, bitch. And I love you all. And we out.
Right, crazy bitch.